Yeah, you just want to bang.
Wait a minute, that one does. Let me. There you go. Ready?
One, two.
See if I get your number also too.
Okay, it's 5:00. Welcome to the regular board meeting of July 26, 2022 at 5 p.m. for Sewerage Commission of Orville Region. Okay, roll call.
Yes, Mrs. Chairwoman. Commissioner Taggart.
Yes.
Commissioner Riston.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci. Absent. Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson. Running late.
Okay. Let's stand for the flag salute. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all.
We got off. Next time I'll mute the Zoom participants. So yeah, they got us messed up.
They got us a little off balance. Yeah.
We got like three.
It sounded like I was way ahead.
Acknowledgement of visitors. I don't see any in the audience.
Nope.
Acknowledgement and welcome of new commissioners. So Brad Taggart, welcome.
Thank you.
And then we have our Lake Orville area PUD, which is Rich Salvucci, who's not going to make it this evening, but he'll be at the next meeting. Board meeting minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review those? Any questions?
I'll make a motion that we accept the board meeting minutes of June 28th, 2022.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Employee safety minute meetings? Meeting minutes? The board, I know it will help.
There you go.
The board will review the minutes and consider the approval of the employee safety minutes meetings of July 22. Any questions?
No, I make a motion that we approve the employee safety meeting minutes from July 22nd, 2022.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. Authorization of warrants. Who reviewed those this month?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, or Chairwoman, Commissioner Thompson and I went over the warrants this morning.
And he's
I highlighted it on the bottom there for you to read it.
Thank you. Warrants paid at this meeting are numbers 27563 through 27618 in the amount of $386,446.94, including commissioner's check numbers 10395 through 10400 and electronic fund transfers. Everything was accounted in order.
Thank you.
Make a motion to adopt the warrants. I absolutely make a motion to adopt the warrants.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Fiscal report. The board will review the fiscal report for June 2022. Any questions? I didn't have any.
No.
It's informative only, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. I make a motion that we approve the fiscal report for June 2022.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, corrected CalPERS contribution of the unfunded liability.
Yes, Madam Chair. Last meeting we brought this in front of you guys and we had an incorrect number. The number that we received from CalPERS was not accurate. So we corrected it and put it back on here. So today we are asking that you approve the lump sum payment of $204,573 instead of paying monthly, which will save the commission $7,038.96 over the course of the year.
Any questions?
I make a motion that we correct CalPERS contribution of the unfunded liability.
I second that.
I'll second it.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Roll call?
Do we need a roll call for that one, Attorney Huber? Because it's money?
Yeah, probably you should because it's money.
Understood. Commissioner Riston?
Aye.
Commissioner, Chairman Mastalotto?
Aye.
And Commissioner Reynolds?
Yes, aye.
Unanimous. I'll nail down the Madam Chair thing before the end of the meeting, I promise.
Great.
Keep messing that up. I'll get it though, I'll get it.
Okay, we're going into closed session. Just turn the recorder off.
Go ahead.
Your set, Scott.
Okay, coming out of closed session, reporting out, there was no reportable action taken in closed session.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yeah. Attorney report?
Nothing additional.
Okay. Manager's report?
Yes, ma'am. So, as I sent you guys out an email earlier in the month, we were notified, actually last month, we were notified on June 28th that our supplier of sulfur dioxide gas, which is what we use to remove the chlorine from the water after we disinfect it. So part of our permit is that we have to prove that we disinfected the water, and having a chlorine residual proves that, because it's impossible for you to have living, theoretically, it's impossible for you to have living organisms in the water and excess chlorine. Chlorine should have been consumed by the organisms, so yada yada. SO2 gas is what we use to remove that chlorine out of the water. We cannot let any chlorine go to the Feather River. So as you can see, we were kind of in a panic mode when we got that letter that we would no longer be getting the gas that we use to get water out the back door. So the first thing that we needed to do was try to figure out what are our options. Basically, your options are find another gas supplier or switch to liquid, a liquid dechlor solution, which would be sodium bisulfite. Sodium bisulfite costs more, you use a lot more of it, we don't have the equipment for it. Currently, there's a lot of issues with it. So, you know, to me, the best issue for the short term, or the best solution in the short term, was let's find someplace else to go get SO2 gas. So we found there's only one other supplier west of the Rockies. That's Jones Chemical out of Torrance, California. They, however, will not deliver to Northern California because they were sued for a monopoly in the 90s. So we talked to them and they said, we will sell it to you, but you got to provide your own trucking, your own transport. So we contacted some trucking agencies and we're going to make that happen. We ordered 6 tons of SO2 gas. And it should be arriving, which for us should be right around, what do we say, that should be about a 3 month supply for us.
Yeah.
3 or 4 month supply. We should be getting that in the next 10 days. We could do that again if we had to. My plan, however, is, and I wanted to discuss this with the board and get some direction. So with the new upgrade project that we're going to be applying for funding here in the near future, that has in it plans for a liquid chlorine setup to handle process control in the plant. A lot of that equipment is the exact same equipment that the sodium bisulfite system would use. So here in our talks at SCORE, we thought maybe the best option would be to go ahead and buy some of that stuff that we're going to be paying for in 5 years for the upgrade anyways. Buy it now, get it on site, and repurpose it later for the upgrade. Approximately about 90% of the tank could be repurposed, the pumps could be repurposed, all the piping could be repurposed. Just some of the O-rings and gaskets that are incorporated in there would have to be changed because they need different rubber materials for different chemicals. So we've kind of started down that process of figuring out those costs. I didn't get too far down the road without coming and talking to you and getting direction to spend my time doing that. We're nervous that this is going to happen again. We're very nervous that this is going to happen again. When I first became the foreman in 2017, The company Thatcher Chemical that just got shut down in SO2 bought Sierra Chemical, who was our previous SO2 provider, and there was a chlorine provider. There was a gap there where they didn't know if they were going to be able to cover it. So we were already in this scramble mode once. Don't want to go back to this scramble mode again. And in my thinking, paying for a sodium bisulfite station now is just money that we save later on in 5 years. Now, we do all the numbers and figure out that it's like $5 million, and you know, that maybe have a different conversation, but I don't think it's going to be anywhere close to that much. So that was kind of my thought process, and I kind of wanted to get direction from you whether we should be using our time here at SCORE to go down that road, investigate all that stuff, compile some costs, and have some discussions in this boardroom and on whether that we want to go that way. My suggestion wouldn't be that we fully switch over to a liquid setup. My suggestion would be that we buy the liquid setup, we build it, we test it, make sure we can use it, and then continue to get SO2 gas from Jones Chemical until that doesn't work anymore. Main reason for that is gas is way cheaper, like 4 times cheaper.
And easier to use.
And easier to
use.
It's
cleaner.
So my thought process is let's save money while we have the option to save money. So that's kind of our best thought that we've come up with now is let's use the gas that we can get and to bridge a gap and then build a system that we wouldn't need to worry about the gas supply chain if it ended. So I just wanted to get that's the first thing in my manager report. I kind of wanted to get some direction from you guys on whether or not I should go down that path.
So are you looking for direction whether to pursue a cost analysis?
Yes, exactly.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. The next thing on my manager's report was.
Yeah. Excuse me. I started eating a cookie and I should have. Is the SO2 gas, is that hard to come by? I mean, is there.
Well, right now, Jones Chemical is the only place west of the Rockies making it.
Okay. So it's something that's man-made then?
Yep. And there's 33 plants in Northern California that are being affected by this. To be honest, the worst part about this, in my opinion, was the state's response. It took them 2 weeks to call me back. And then it was like an intern that called me back. And he's like, well, you think this is a problem? I go, 33 plants not being able to discharge water? I think it's a catastrophe.
Yeah.
Not a problem. So
is it then that are the regulations becoming such that it's going to be harder to produce? Or
they got shut down by the state of Nevada for regulatory compliance.
Okay.
So
it wasn't cost effective for them to start back up again.
Exactly. They told us it was going to cost them too much. They didn't make enough on SO2 to make it worth their while.
Okay. So it. Okay.
And so who knows how long Jones Chemical is going to be in the game too? Because as this stuff like this happens, more plants are going to do what I'm suggesting that we do. They're going to bail off this stuff.
Well, now is the gas regulated by the federal government then? More than any of the state regulations?
Well, the state and California and the federal government both, Cal EPA and EPA regulate chlorine and sulfur dioxide gas.
Okay.
They have a federal threshold. We're over both of those federal thresholds. So we have an emergency response plan, a risk management plan, and all these safety plans because we use these gases.
Okay. Yeah, I just was, I mean, I'm not against what Director Reynolds said. I'm not against you guys researching it. I just was curious if we might be facing a complete exodus from the SO2 gas production in the near future.
I believe that we are.
Okay.
The state is really pushing to get rid of chlorine gas, like because of the safety issue.
Right.
So that's why you don't see any new plants being built with chlorine gas as their primary disinfection, or sodium dioxide as their
they're all going to liquid.
They're all going to either liquid or UV.
Okay.
UV, and in the recycled water world, which everyone's trying to get into at this point, including SCORE, if it's if it makes sense money wise, you have to be UV.
Right.
You have to be UV. So, I think that it would be irresponsible for us at least not to figure out what that would cost to go that way. I think if I just was to go, we got it in Torrance and I can keep getting it in I wouldn't be doing my job to not inform you guys of the situation that we're in. It's not a good situation. I'm worried every day that Jones is going to call us and say we're not doing it because I can't put water out the back door without that. Period. We'll start getting $10,000 a day fine.
Right.
That, I mean, that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
So.
You said you have 6 tons of that SO2 coming.
We got 6 tons coming
next week. Yeah.
How much can we store?
Well, like Micah said, we're over the federal threshold already, so we can store. We can store as much as we want, I guess. I mean, I'm sure that there's probably another threshold.
Physically, right now, we're building some carts to hold excess because we ordered more than we need to carry a gap and just for freight charges. With the 6 totes, we're making some modifications to store those physically on site.
And we only have a certain amount of spots that have scales, a certain amount of spots that have the trunnions where you can actually handle the tanks properly, and we don't have enough room to put more in. So what we've basically done is we're building carts to set tanks on, slide them out of the way, bolt them to the wall so that we're OSHA compliant, and then once our tanks get empty, we'll move them down, take a tank off the cart, put it in the rotation, put an empty tank on the cart, slide it out of the way.
So basically we're getting about as much as we can handle.
Exactly. Yes. We got as much as we could possibly store on site safely. I didn't want guys driving SO2 with the loader, you know, hundreds of yards across the facility. If something weird happens, an accident, not only are they going to die, but whoever's downwind is going to die. So.
Right.
So this comes in like acetylene and oxygen.
Except a tonner tank. So the same thing, instead of being upright like a welding tank, it's.
Right, okay. Yeah. But they're just, we can handle them with forklifts and things like that, though.
We use a crane that's got hooks on either side, and it grabs them and pulls them up like that.
Okay.
Well, I say definitely, I think, you know, I'm with, definitely pursue the next phase. Mm-hmm. So.
Sounds good.
Are you already looking into the ultraviolet?
Well, that for the upgrade project, that's what they're calling for. So we will be switching over to ultraviolet. That's what makes this thing kind of so funky. It's like, that's why I'm trying to repurpose as much for the upgrade. The sodium hypo stuff that's going to be built in the upgrade, because this, we won't be using this in disinfection at all anymore. It'll be done because the UV doesn't have anything to dechlor. You know, you don't got to take anything out of it. So,
very good.
Yeah. It's just a matter of getting the plant done.
Exactly.
Right.
Which is a couple years out to apply for funding, and then a 3-year construction time. So that's 5 years away. So we got to bridge a 5-year gap here, is my concern.
5 years of sweating.
Exactly. Yeah. 5 years that I don't want to sweat. So if we could have a reliable backup on hand, that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have something else?
Just the Rudy Creek property that we need to talk to Madam Chair Mastellato after the meeting about. We met with Attorney Huber over that. He had some questions that I need to ask you. But other than that, it's moving forward, but it's moving forward slowly. The project up on the hill here for the East Interceptor Line, same thing. It's moving forward. We're just kind of going slow. And some of that is us here at SCORE kind of not wanting to bite off more than we can chew and have too many open holes at one time as well, you know. So we're kind of trying to meter those projects out as we go. But that's all I have for my manager's report.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the commissioners or the staff?
No.
Okay. Any other comments before we adjourn? No?
Okay. Nope.
It is 5:41. Meeting is adjourned.
Very good.
All right. Everybody have a good evening.
You too.
You too, Commissioner Taggart.
Take care.